ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. He bought his AR-style rifle and handgun legally and had no criminal records, says the sheriff in Jacksonville, Florida, about the 21-year-old white man who shot to death three black people and then himself yesterday at a dollar store. ABC's Alex Brochet in Jacksonville.
Authorities pointing to what they call evidence of hate.
The shooter had authored several manifestos. Plainly put, this shooting was racially motivated, and he hated black people.
Yesterday's shooting occurring exactly 5 years after the mass shooting at a Jacksonville video game tournament that killed two and injured nearly a dozen. Officials saying Saturday's suspect referenced that shooting in his writings.
Shot to death a University of South Carolina student when apparently he accidentally entered the wrong house on the street where he lived. That according to police. People took in frightened teenagers running from a fatal high school football game shooting Friday in Oklahoma. This is one teacher among them. Tropical storm Idalia's near Cozumel. It's forecast to hit Florida's northwest Big Bend area Wednesday, maybe as a hurricane. This is ABC News. Mutiny, then, as the French would say, mort. ABC's Patrick Reeval.
Russia says DNA testing has confirmed the mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin died in the plane crash outside Moscow this week. U.S. officials say a bomb likely brought down Prigozhin's plane 2 months after he challenged Vladimir Putin with a mutiny.
More info on unemployment comes out this week, says ABC's Daria Albinger.
The Labor Department will release its first-time jobless claims report on Thursday. The number of Americans who filed for benefits last week fell for the second week in a row. It's the latest sign that the job market is still remarkably resilient despite persistently high inflation.
Cash reimbursement department regarding air travel, ABC's Jim Ryan.
Spirit Airlines has agreed to pay up to $8.25 million to settle a class action lawsuit over fees for carry-on bags on tickets bought through third-party services. Eligible travelers will be refunded up to 75% of those fees.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, broadcasting around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, everybody. Original local music until midnight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Wyatt Currit Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Stop into their office on Atwood Avenue or find them online, wyattcurrit-lakepoint.com. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations in Madison. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. As promised, Terry Barr, a double dip of 7,000 apart on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Disobey. just what it does. I wish I had a choice. I want to kiss, want to hug, want to dance in a crowd. Life is what it does. Guess that's how it goes. I want to run, want to go, want to scream aloud. White noise, white noise. White noise, white noise. When I go to sleep, I better have a fantasy.
New music from 7,000 Apart. That song is called White Noise on Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. I almost said Max Inc. Heavy for some reason. I'm looking forward to that.
Uh-huh.
So White Noise, before that we heard Runaway. Those both of the songs are brand new.
Brand new.
Wow.
They could not wait to get those to us to play on the radio.
You're kind of connected with 7,000 Apart. You follow them anyway.
I do, and did an interview about a year ago with them that we ran on Max Inc. Radio. They weren't able to come in the studio, and in fact they've been bugging me about that now, that they want to try to get down here and get in, but they have had a summer packed with shows. Here's their story just super quick, you guys. He's from Green Bay. She's from Sweden.
Yeah.
She is a student who comes over, foreign exchange student. They both love music. They're taking music classes together at Preble High in Green Bay. They end up dating. They eventually get married. I mean, they're still only like 23 or 24 years old. And they have traveled back and forth between Sweden and Green Bay now doing shows. Right before the pandemic, they had a producer in Nashville all ready to rock with them. And we know what happened, as we always call that, the before time. But they're doing great. They're doing their own thing, and they have producer interests again from like all over the place. But
I bet
they're just great people.
I bet their live show is just amazing too.
It is. She has energy that could take over like 10 people. I mean, it is really a fun show to watch. They do have a show coming up here in Madison. I'll have to get the date and I'll let everybody know. But
post it up on the socials.
I can definitely do that. Yeah. It would be great to go see them.
7,000 Apart. You can download their music and follow them too on Bandcamp. Jimmy K, Rocker, and Terry Barr with you on a Saturday night doing original local music until midnight. Rocker, we've already done so much, but we got so much more on the way.
We do, Jimmy. We have Dennis Shepard. He is known as the guitarist of Steely Dane, but he's in here for his own band, the Dennis Shepard Group, and he has new music. We'll hear all about that. And the Globe, the legendary club from Milwaukee, from North Avenue in the 90s and the 2000s. they are going to have a reunion show 20 years after closing. And Jeff Hamilton, one of the audio engineers, is going to be talking about it. And yeah, the Globe.
Is that still around, the Globe building itself, even there?
Yes, now it's, I think it's the Hacienda Brewery.
Really?
Yeah, it's changed into a few different things over time. And actually, it's kind of interesting because the original owner sold it to Leah Goff. And Ian Pesh, the original owner, started a thing called the Globe West. So there was a point where there were actually two Globes.
Wow. Okay, I can't wait to hear this story from Jeff. Very good.
And, of course, we got the Devil's Lair, Terry.
Yes, Candace Griffin is coming in. And, you know, I kind of mentioned, I did a little video tease that she might be bringing someone along with her.
Ooh.
So I'm not going to say any more than that. We'll leave it there. And it's a tease. It's a tease.
I thought we were going to hear it.
No, stick around to find out who comes in with her. And she's going to be playing all her music for us live tonight. I can't wait.
Live music. And, of course, at 10 o'clock, we got Maxine Kevy. We're going to talk about Punk's Picnic happening at the Lake Farm Park on September 9th. Marlo from Venus and Furs calls in, actually stops into the studio.
Oh, nice.
And, of course, we have Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. I'm doing a new thing, too, with Essential Last Crack.
Oh, what's that, Jimmy?
If you're a Last Crack fan, you want to pick a double dip of Last Crack that gets played at 11 o'clock hour. If I play your 11 o'clock double dip of Last Crack, you'll win a prize.
Ooh.
I don't know what that prize is. It's in the Maximum Inc. prize vault, probably a T-shirt or... maybe a bowling shirt. I'll give it to you off my back or something like that.
Well, and people love free prizes, you know? Yeah.
I don't know what we'll give you.
Okay.
But maybe
a double dip of Last Crack.
We'll deliver some homemade soup that Alice made with green bean sausage and deliciousness.
See, now everybody's going to want to win that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Win a bowl of soup from Alice.
Oh.
Hey, next week, we can take the soup to the tailgate party for the Badgers' first home game next week.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay.
On Wisconsin. I'm a huge football fan. I love the games. There is nothing better than game day here in Wisconsin, in Madison, on campus, tailgating, getting up at 11, getting up at 8, so you can have a Bloody Berry by 9.
Exactly.
And get in the stadium by 10, so you can... You know, see the pregame and then kick off at 11.
How do you think the team's going to do? I feel like there's a lot of pressure on the coach and the team. Lots of expectations. Are you just in it to win it and have fun at the same time?
My crystal ball is somewhat rusty.
Okay.
I'm not good at making predictions. Mm-hmm. I think the Badgers will be okay. I don't know. Will they win the Big Ten? Maybe.
We do not play Michigan or Michigan State. So yeah, those two are out of the... Yeah, and I don't know if that's good or bad. So,
What do you do for tailgating? What's your favorite tailgate? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Do you come to Madison? If you're up in the North Woods listening to us on Civic Media, what do you do for the Badger games? Rocker, I know you're not a big college football. You're more of a Packer fan, but what do you do for tailgating?
Oh, you know, Jimmy, grill. What does anybody do, right?
Yep, brats, year-round, right?
Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking beer. No, I've been down to a region a couple times. It's just crazy land down there right before a game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can get plenty of brats and beer, that's for sure, at all the stands. Once we went down there and volunteered to help raise some money for something. And, you know, we were like bartenders and stuff and helped set up. And
that's
great. Crazy. Insanity.
It's a sea of people.
Yeah.
My dad loved the Badgers, and one game day, we probably had a group of 10 of us walking, and of course, every cute young lady that would walk by, and of course, my mom's like, stop that! But he'd look, and he finally stopped one and said, can we exchange shirts? I'm like, Dad.
Jimmy does that, too.
I exchange shirts with people. You bet. I used to hang out with Al's a bastard, Al.
Yeah.
And Gary Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
We used to hang out at the stadium bar. We used to hang out at the Pizza Extreme at Monroe. And we were bad back then. We were just so bad to ourselves.
Pitchers of beer.
Sunday was a bad day.
Most of the time. Ouch.
844-967-2789. Are you excited about the Badgers? Oh, and text us too. Yeah.
Please. I love getting these texts from you guys.
You can call or text through the Civic Media app. You know who has new music coming out?
Do tell.
It's coming out on Friday, the 1st, is Amelia Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Her new song is called, I can't remember. I'm going to screw it up, so I'm not going to even say it. But she has a new song coming out. I don't have it.
What?
I feel guilty. I don't have it.
So now you're doing one of those teases like, ooh, guess what's happening? And it's not.
Yes. I think he meant to say that he promises that he'll have it by next
okay.
week.
Yes. Okay, that's better.
I will have it for next week.
Okay, all right.
In the meantime.
Holy cow, Jimmy K.
We'll play the next to newest song from okay. Amelia Ford, Outlaw Out Loud on Max Inc. Radio. Okay. We are local music.
For your naked, like a fire, no make for skin anyway. And how do you make it? Every calf blows you painstake. About my best friend, she's white, black, brown, long and thin. She's just a coon hound from the shelter. She hails from Alabama, where kin hunt raccoons, tracking hounds of hell. She never made the cut for treeing.
Right now she could pay for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you've ever had a four-legged friend who made your life a little brighter.
Max Inc. Heavy, Max Inc. Radio. I'm so excited about Heavy. I keep saying,
"Yes, yeah, stop
heavy.
It."
I'm screwing up my calls here.
Oh my goodness.
Eddie Berth there, Moral. Amelia Ford, Outlaw Out Loud. We'll have new music from Amelia Ford next week. I'm very excited about that.
And I'm holding you to it.
She's scheduled to come in the Devil's Lair later in the fall, Rocker.
Yes,
November.
We
right?
scheduled her in. Yeah, I'm not looking at the calendar, but I know we have a date, and it might even be close to December. I'd have to look, Jimmy, but we'll have her in the Devil's Lair. So
Candace Griffin is in the Devil's Lair tonight.
Yes, she
coming
is.
Coming with a special guest. Have we spilt the beans about
no,
that?
No, we haven't. Stop. Nope. We're not telling. We want people to stay with us and listen.
We got Dennis Shepherd.
Yay.
We'll spill the beans about his stuff coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Oh, Mackenzie Moore. She's another one that quit on Madison and moved to Chicago.
She indeed did, yes. I saw her at Atwood Fest, though, and she said, "I'm having a blast, man."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get myself in trouble saying that about people. I better stop. I better stop
well,
right now.
People need to stop leaving.
Yes. You can't leave.
Don't go.
Be like a mannequin and just stay right where you are in the
future.
You
always
window.
Come back, Jimmy. If you leave Madison, you always come back.
Oh, boy.
It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glass blowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
The Madison Area Music Association is hosting its annual Mama Awards at the Crucible, Sunday, August 27th. Doors open at 6:30 with DJ Femme Noir. Then it's live music from The Rascal Theory, The Mascot Theory, and Cat and the Hurricane. Find out who wins, support a great cause, and help Mama celebrate the first 20 years of honoring local musicians, supporting local music education, and putting instruments into kids' hands. Donate or learn more at themamas.org.
Saturday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Dennis Shepherd, he's in the studio. We're going to have a chat with him in just a moment. Right now, here's one of his songs, On Again, Off Again. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
You don't know what you want, don't need nothing. Nothing at all.
on again, off again. That's Dennis Shepard on Max Inc. Heavy. Yeah. Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. We're just going to change the name to Max Inc. Heavy. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. Hey, don't forget to grab a podcast. You want podcasts? We got podcasts for you. Hit the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. There's a ton of podcasts there, the full shows. You can bust it out with the interviews of your favorite people that have stopped by the studio in recent time, plus the live in the Devil's Lair. Even Max Inc. Heavy's on there.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
It's all that. Right. The Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us.
All right. Hey, what you just heard, stellar guitar player. You may best recognize Dennis Shepard for, I'm going to call him some hot licks with Steely Dan. But Dennis has written and recorded, now I'm learning, quite a few of his own original songs. We welcome him into the studio to share a brand new one with all of you tonight. Dennis, welcome!
Thank you.
Welcome, Dennis.
Yay! Thank you.
And look, we have an audience for you and everything.
Dancing by the window.
That's okay. That's all right. Hey, okay, you play in Steely Dan, tribute to Steely Dan, of course, and you also have played with some other groups you've put together in honor of, like, Jimi Hendrix. Mm-hmm. What is your musical inspiration? Is it that kind of music?
Wow. I would say any good song that I think is good, right? I don't go by genre. Anything that moves me. Like, it could be a Nirvana, from Nirvana to Charlie Parker to, you know, guitar being my main instrument. I spent a lot of time when I was a kid just soaking in all the greats. Yeah. Plus, you know, yeah.
What are the favorites?
My favorite guitar players?
The guitar gods.
Yeah.
I'd have to go Jimi Hendrix, Jeff Beck, Eddie Van Halen, Eric Johnson, kind of guys like that.
That's pretty good.
But I also love, you know, jazz guitarists like Grant Green, Pat Metheny. Like, my tastes are pretty varied, so I soak in everything and kind of find the little gems, you know.
I love
finding a new tune that moves me and makes me want to listen to it again. You know? Yeah.
We were talking a little earlier, and you were telling me about an accident you had with your arm.
Yeah.
But it was kind of while you were not able to play guitar that you started rediscovering some of the groups that you were just talking about. And that was kind of, you were using that as some of the inspiration for your current music. Tell us about being laid up and kind of, tell us about rediscovering this music.
Absolutely. I think, you know, for a long time before the accident happened, I kind of avoided listening to guitar players a little bit. Because I love a good song, you know. So I was listening to a lot more like song-oriented artists like Radiohead and female artists like Caroline Polachek and just songs. You know, I love a good song.
Mm-hmm. A song with a good hook.
Yeah.
Love the hook.
And I think in the guitar realm, the guitar world, sometimes it's more about the guitar playing than it is about a good song. You know, you can be a good guitar player with a bad song, but if you're a good guitar player, you know.
Yeah.
When I had the accident, I was building a house, and one day slipped off the roof and fell on the breaker rock in the driveway.
Nice going.
And put my hand out. Yeah, thanks.
Check out his, he's got some big scars too. Woo!
Shattered my wrist, and some titanium. Ouch. To, you know, prove it.
Did it freak you out? Like, think, oh no, what if I can't?
It was terrible because for the first month I was in a straight cast.
Oh man!
So I had no idea what was going to happen when.
Plus, you were itching.
Yeah, it was itchy too. Yeah.
Right? You need to get the clothes hanger. The clothes hanger.
Yeah,
in the cast.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that sounds awful. Actually.
But, you know, the way I tried to grab. Like the fascia board on the way down it like stretched all my muscles and stuff in this arm.
Wow.
So try buttoning your pants up, you know, with but so for the first month I was in a straight cast, and then when I got the straight cast off, I couldn't even bend my fingers like that, you know. So holding a pick or anything wasn't even an idea for at least 6 months. I had so much numbness.
How crazy did you go during that 6 months without doing your craft?
I was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy enough to listen to Jeff Beck.
So, right. So yeah, kind of.
Wow.
Kind of. Touche. So, yeah, kind of basically I was almost like by myself. I was living alone.
Well, and it was the pandemic too, wasn't it?
It was the pandemic.
So you've got all these weird things happening and you can't play guitar.
So, yeah, I would sit in my room doing therapy, did lots of tears, crying, just like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
So I started digging into all this old guitar stuff that I used to listen to, that I used to play in my room when I was a kid, and just kind of, that's why I fell in love with this, or, and I would find tunes that I used to listen to and listen to it over and over again and cry myself to sleep, and you know what I mean? Like,
being a kid is hard.
Not that bad, but
yeah.
So I developed the song idea. It's basically kind of like a longing to play. Like, so you'll hear, wish I could pick up my guitar and play like Jimi Hendrix on a rainy day. And so I composed little sections, little snippets of each of these people, which you'll hear.
Yeah, yeah.
But the idea came to me when I couldn't play, and I had the intro riff it's a lot of open strings. So when I could finally hold a pick without getting sick to my stomach from like the numbness in my fingers, then I actually started doing this little cascading thing to just be able to like skip strings and do this, and it kind of turned into a therapeutic.
So where are you now? Where are you now with guitar playing? Are you strong? Are you almost there? Strong.
It the first two seasons, like with Steely Dan, that all I focused on was being able to go out and do those shows.
Right.
Wow.
Like I couldn't be myself because, it was like, how am I going to play Bodhisattva, with this thing. Yeah. So
with the club,
because you are the lead guitar player
with my nub.
Oh god. Oh. You keep talking about playing since you were a kid. How old were you when you started playing?
About 11.
Really?
Yeah.
And is it like the only thing you've ever wanted to do since?
I mean, I yeah, pretty much. Okay. Since
that's a good answer. Yeah.
I started playing in a family band when I was between 12 and 13.
Oh.
Playing weddings and bar mitzvahs and, all that kind of stuff. And
we hear that often.
Bar gigs on yeah. Wednesday nights, seeing stuff that I should never see as a, 13-year-old kid.
I always ask people, like, what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
None. Like, my dad.
You're in a family band, but none?
Wasn't my family.
Oh! Whose family was it?
Okay, you got us with that one.
Yeah. So, I met these people at a graduation party, and they said, where's your parents? And I was like, they're over there. And they asked if I could fill in for their other guitar player at the Amberg Fireman's Picnic.
Oh, and then a month later, they adopted Dennis.
Yeah,
and
apparently. Then,
basically, yeah.
So the role your parents played was by, being way over there.
They were just like, yeah, exactly. They were just kind of like, oh,
there's always a role.
They were like, you want to take him for the weekends? Yeah, sure. Here, I'll sign a letter.
That is incredible.
Here's the release form.
The dad of the band actually, my parents had to give him
I bet.
Consent?
Yep.
Yeah.
Write a note saying Dick Anderson is, taking care of this dude.
Because you couldn't be in some of those places without an adult. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, wow.
I love that. There was a note too, I love that.
But in that band, that was like playing everything from the Chicken Dance to Alabama to Ozzy Osbourne to Pat Benatar. So I got thrown into the fire singing background harmonies, super young.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah.
Hey, I want to ask you about this too. You recently reviewed a guitar made by the Jasper Guitar Company, and they're based in Green Bay. I think this is so cool. What was that like to actually, they wanted to hear what you thought of their guitar.
Well, actually, they built me two of them.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, then the story gets even better.
Yeah.
See, before I was in the music industry for a long time. Like, yeah. First job was in music stores. Then I got hired on by a company called Hughes and Kettner Guitar Amplifiers. It's like an international brand.
Yep.
And so I was inside sales and sales manager and then product manager. So the reason that I was building houses is because I got disillusioned with the musical instruments product industry. Like, I was flying around.
Got it.
And doing training for Sweetwater and Guitar Center and all the independent stores. Like, we'd come out with a new product, and I'd be the guy to go out and, like, demonstrate it and train people on how to sell it and that kind of stuff. And with YouTube, that stuff all kind of started drying up.
Everybody's a YouTube genius.
So yeah, I was like, no kidding. Yeah.
So I started building houses again, and and here I am.
He's come full circle, really.
Well,
wow.
At least he got music to fall back on.
Yeah, oh, man. And to answer your question, before, like, you know, I've adapted and changed my style a little bit, but I feel like I'm playing. I don't take it for granted as much anymore.
You have to appreciate it more, you know?
So, I don't play exactly the same, but it's actually, I don't know, I kind of like it better.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's lightened up my touch a little bit.
Dennis,
I don't get so excited.
I know. It's so fun. Oh, my gosh. This is good.
Dennis Shepard is in the studio with us here, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, 844-967-2789. Dennis, we only got about a minute left here. Tell us about the song Guitar Therapy, what we're about to hear.
Yeah, so when I was laid up, I came up with the concept of, I like a good song, so I wanted the song to be solid and kind of a old rock and roll sort of vein. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote sections as tribute to some of my heroes. Like, there's a three sections where I'm paying homage to Jimi Hendrix.
Nice.
Then there's a Muddy Waters section.
And they're pretty obvious.
You'll hear it. The bridge, kind of like Andy Summers' Police. And then there's a guitar solo that I wanted to sound like myself on.
Yeah.
Then it goes into Pink Floyd, then Jeff Beck, and then back into the song with a little nod to Chuck Berry, and the end is Eddie Van Halen. Ooh. So, check it out.
Real quick, tell me where people can get the song from.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, ones that I've never heard of.
Isn't that the truth?
Ones that you've never heard of.
Dennis, thank you so much for coming
in.
Thank you.
It's Dennis Shepard, Guitar Therapy on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music. That was so good. Dennis Shepherd. So good. Hey, we're on top of the double dip of Magic Conch coming up right now. It's Peak Halo. Running in tandem with each other till we reach the top. Stay a little longer now. I swear your energy is simply divine. You caught me by surprise. Sitting on cloud nine. Baby, we could go anywhere. I don't care. Take me there. Got me on a high.
Forget about us on MySpace, like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM.